Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the major topic that I want to cover is properly ordered relationships. And I want to turn to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 49 through 53. And this is Jesus, the cause of division. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For henceforth in one house there will be five divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now I want to turn to the Old Testament, to the prophet Micah, and this is chapter 7, verses 6 through 7. And this has to do with corruption, repentance, and God's compassion and love. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Now we turn to the Catechism, paragraph 696, and this is the symbols of the Holy Spirit. While water signifies birth and the fruitfulness of life given in the Holy Spirit, fire symbolizes the transforming energy of the Holy Spirit's actions. The prayer of the prophet Elijah, who arose like fire and whose word burned like a torch, brought down fire from heaven on the sacrifice on Mount Carmel. This event was a figure of the fire of the Holy Spirit who transforms what he touches. John the Baptist, who goes before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, proclaims Christ as the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus will say of the Spirit, I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. This gospel passage is one that is difficult to understand. How can Jesus be the source of division, and how is it that he does not bring peace? I believe what our blessed Lord is telling us is that we must be willing to place our relationship with God above all other relationships. If we allow our relationships with our families to be greater than our relationship with him, then we are not worthy of him. However, if we love God above all else, then it will help to order the relationships that we have with our own families. Now, you may be in a situation where an adult child has been away from the church for a long time, and they say something like, instead of going to Holy Mass on Sunday, why don't we just spend time together? After all, wouldn't God want us to spend time together as a family? You must be willing to do the hard thing and say that you love your child, but your relationship with God comes first. If you are willing to do that and pray and fast for your child, then you will be doing what the prophet Micah said. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And this can help bring your child home to God. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.